This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is Autumn Stryer, who is the co-founder and CEO of Miracles for Kids, a nonprofit serving children with life-threatening illnesses and the families that care for them. Autumn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today.
I am so thrilled to have you on the show. I've heard so much about Miracle for Kids, and I'm so humbled and honored to have you as a guest today and learn about what inspired you and how you started this amazing, amazing organization that is changing so many lives.
Thank you. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you and also sharing a little bit about the organization and hopefully how the community can get involved.
Absolutely. So tell us what inspired you. How did you get started?
Oh, goodness. You know, it's one of those really long stories that, you know, I think I'll boil down and just say that, you know, as a kid, I grew up in the Mojave Desert, which is in Southern California, and I had the blessing of individuals in the community helping me when I was young and in need of support. And I've always been so incredibly impacted by how much that changed my life. And I really just decided to make a career out of helping others.
Wow, that's just amazing. I can resonate with that too, because as an entrepreneur, I've always found solutions for myself to problems that I was dealing with. And then somehow that turned into a business, at least for me, for a for-profit business. But nonprofit is, wow, nonprofit is something else. I feel like that is, you have to be entrepreneurial, but then you really have to be so selfless and giving and to work so hard to bring joy and happiness and help others is just, for me, it takes a special kind of a person. So with that said, you're very special. But before we jump in, I would love to learn a little bit about your background. I know you have a master's in public administration in nonprofit management, which is actually something I did not know that existed. So I really want to hear a little bit more about your educational background.
You know, it's funny, I've heard that before. And you know what, the truth is that I didn't even know it existed. So I put myself through undergraduate and graduate school. And you know, as those of us who've had the benefit of financial aid while they're going to school, they know what work study is. And I would go to these work study boards. I went to UC Santa Barbara and I was on a financial aid and work study scholarship. And there were these boards and they had all these jobs everywhere. And one of the jobs was working for the city of Carpinteria, which is right in that Santa Barbara, Montecito area. And I had the opportunity to work for the finance department for the city manager and the mayor. And the city manager, one day, a guy's name was Paul, and he said, "Hey, Autumn, since you love this so much, did you know that you could get an MPA, which is basically an MBA, but for the nonprofit and government sector?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me." And that sort of set me in motion, knowing that I could make not just a career out of helping others, but that I could get advanced skills and really hone into what I wanted to do in the world.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I mean, like you said, I've never heard of an MPA. I have an MBA, but MPA was just, it's so nice to know that something like this exists. Now, tell me what the beginning stages were like when you first co-founded Miracles for Kids.
Well, the story sort of begins when I was in seventh grade. So my co-founder is actually the younger brother of my seventh and eighth grade English teacher, who I started babysitting for at a young age and sort of became a surrogate member of the family. So when I was living in New York, you mentioned my education, I did my graduate work at NYU, so over in Manhattan. And I went to Wall Street after that. And then I started lobbying for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And I was doing that even when I moved from New York and brought my family back to Southern California. So you know, I went through all of that. It turns out that that seventh grade English teacher's younger brother lived in Orange County, which is where I moved to. And he said, hey, I have a mortgage company. We are really busy, of course, because this is 2004 and the real estate market was just blowing up. And he said, we filed for a tax ID so that our employees could get a write-off from donating to the employee fund $10 a week where they could wear jeans on Fridays. And it was this sort of thing they were doing just for their employees, but it had a tax ID letter, which is a pretty big deal in the nonprofit world. And he said, how about you take this and go do something with it? And I was 9 months pregnant with my second child. I have three kids. And I said, you know what? That's a terrible idea. I have a two-year-old. I'm pregnant. My husband travels the world. How am I going to possibly do that? But then I went home and I thought about it and I spoke to my husband. And it was this incredible opportunity to build a solution in the community where one didn't exist. And it was something I couldn't turn down. So long story short, I said yes and off I went.
Wow, that's three, to be pregnant and to take on a journey like that, that's pretty brave, I have to tell you. I'm just going to really quickly dive into motherhood before we continue. So you have three children. I just had my third child, so I'm a new mom of three in a sense. I have two teenage daughters and a 3.5-month-old baby. And I would love your advice on how to balance or juggle work and life balance, I guess, motherhood balance. What's your recommendation as a mother of three and running this amazing organization?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, it's funny because I have this conversation and I've certainly done the same that you're doing. And those that, you know, were in the path before me, I've said, hey, what's the secret? And I don't know that any of us, when we're knee deep in it, have the one-stop solution, but I can tell you that, you know, my kids, which are 19, 17, and 14, so I have a college student, I have a high school student, and then I have a middle schooler. And my trick to everything, because my husband also traveled extensively, was just trying to explain to them why I was doing what I was doing and where I was going. So I've always been very transparent. And whenever possible, included them in what I was doing or let them visit, you know, whatever office I was in, so that they understood. And I just had this conversation with my 14-year-old who's about to go to high school. And she said, you know, wow, I'm a little different than my other friends because I have a working mom. And I said, you know, I've always thought it's so incredibly important to be the role model you want to be for your children. And it's a personal decision for me. And so, you know, those two things really wrapped up into how I decided to move best foot forward while raising my kids and building a company.
I love the fact that you said it's important for you to share the why behind why you're doing what you're doing. I think that's super important. And I always share the why behind my two companies that I currently run. But I don't emphasize too much and talk about it too much with them. But now that you mentioned it, it makes so much sense because when you're not, let's say, there for them for whatever reason, for work reasons, let's say, if they understand the why really well and how the impact you're trying to make in this world, I think they'll forgive you easily than if they think you just forgot, you know, or you just didn't think their soccer game was important or whatever. So I love that. That's an amazing advice.
Well, and, you know, you and I and probably many of your listeners have the benefit if you've got your own business or you're able to map your calendar for the day. It is absolutely true that I work around their world. You know, I don't miss a dance competition. I don't miss a softball game or an archery tournament. I was always able to, you know, make sure that I worked around it. It would mean a lot of late nights, right? But there was always that area in that afternoon, early evening where we might have kids activities. And I would front load my day and then back load my day and then try and keep that middle part, you know, really sacred so that I could be the number one cheerleader at whatever sport, art, or activity my kids were doing. And I, you know, I think that helps. That tells them, hey, you know what? My mom is trying to do all these things in her own world, but I know that I am still the most important thing that she has in her life.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially, you know, Miracles for Kids is obviously all about kids and supporting kids. So, you know, I that's important that you do that so they don't feel like you're prioritizing other kids over them. That's amazing. Wow. A lot. I mean, a lot to handle, but wow. I have so many questions. I don't even know where to begin, but I want to dive into Miracles for Kids. If you can share what it is that you guys do and maybe share a little bit about the ways that you try to raise money, whether it's fundraising or just simple monthly donations. I noticed that you guys have one-time donations as well as monthly donations. So just tell us a little bit about that. And then if you can mention where people can go and donate, that would be amazing. We want people to support you as much as they can.
Oh, well, and thank you for that opportunity. So the quick answer is miraclesforkids.org. So I'd love to get anybody involved. And let me tell you why it's so important that the community connect with who we're serving. We serve families who have a critically ill child, right? And I think we probably all know that health is the great equalizer. So on any given day, someone in your neighborhood, somebody in your family, somebody you work with might be faced with a critical illness. Now take that reality and imagine if they're a child, and then think about, because you and I are both moms, what that does to your everyday. Can you go to work? Is your savings account safe when your child is battling cancer for 3 or 4 years? Are you really able to do everything? And the answer is no. Nobody can do everything and be there 100% of the time for a child who needs weekly doctor's appointments, weekly monitoring with new medications, treatments, follow-up, scans. I mean, you name it, these kids are going through it. So Miracles for Kids is very simple. We provide aid to families who have a child battling a life-threatening illness, and we do it very simply. We put food on the table, gas in the car, we keep a roof over your head, and we stay with you for as long as we are needed. And that's our commitment. That's our commitment to families in the community. That's our commitment to those who have nowhere else to turn. And when I say nowhere else to turn, Miracles for Kids is one of the only organizations on the West Coast that serves this population, this demographic of people in great need. So that's what we do. And we love help, all help, any kind of help, whether you're donating in kind, you can give a dollar, you can give an hour. Any of that is welcome at Miracles for Kids. And, you know, our number's on the bottom of the website, and it's just miraclesforkids.org. And all you have to do is give us a call or send us an email at info@miraclesforkids.org. And we will figure out a way that you can help a family in any way that works for you. So that's the short answer.
So I want to tell you how I personally learned about Miracles for Kids. I was invited to a tea party last year. It was on June 3rd, I'll never forget it, in Beverly Hills. And a friend of mine who sponsors on a monthly basis, basically sponsors a family, decided to throw this party with a bunch of friends and invited, I don't remember the person that spoke on your behalf, on your company's behalf. I believe Sarah, maybe, I don't remember exactly, but these two amazing women came and spoke to us and told us about your organization. And they also brought in one lady that was actually, her son had, I believe, lung cancer or some type of cancer. And he survived, but if it wasn't for you guys to pay her bills and support her, she probably would not have had it so easy. And so she came and she spoke, and I remember being so inspired by what your organization is doing. And I loved how you guys were sharing the story. It was one, you know, sort of tea party at a time in our, you know, like it was introduced to me at a tea party, and the title even of the event was called Tea Time for a Purpose. And so, you know, most of the friends that I had at that party decided to become sponsors on a monthly basis, including myself, and help out a family. And some did maybe one-off donation, but some decided that, you know, maybe $50 a month they could donate and help one family with bills or whatever. So tell me a little bit about that. How did you guys come up with that idea? Honestly, I've been approached by so many different nonprofit organizations, raising money, fundraisers, and so on. But this particular event really stuck with me. It stuck with me, and I still tell that story. And one day when I have time, I would love to have a party of my own where I can invite my friends and share your mission and organization with them.
Oh, well, I mean, first and foremost, thank you for even coming when you were invited to the Tea Time with a Purpose. And what you're referring to is something that is a very special initiative at Miracles. We actually launched it in the middle of the pandemic, not intentionally, of course, but it's called 360 Miracle. And 360 Miracle is our women's giving circle. So we have about 200 women who get together throughout the year in their communities or with their corporate networks or their personal networks, and they give. And it is an annual donation of $83.33, so $83.33 a month, or $1,000 a year. 100% goes to families. And the difference between our giving circle and maybe ones that you might have heard about at hospitals or in other larger organizations is ours is focused on volunteerism and connection. So the groups that get together, like the Tea Times for a Purpose, so a lot of those women that signed up now get, and that includes you, opportunities to engage in your community when we have programs or events that we're preparing gifts for the families, delivering packages, whether it's back to school or maybe it's the holidays. And we have direct opportunities where you, a member, can connect directly with those we serve. So that's one of the ways that 360 Miracle sets itself apart. And we have been so honored to have these 200 women getting together. In fact, we just had another event last week, a Galentine's event, where we did 100 Acre Wine and chocolate pairings. And oh my gosh, that was so much fun. And we just love throwing these events, trying to get new women from, you know, diverse backgrounds getting together, just for a cause, right? And doing something to help our families. And we always bring a mom or a child in to share, who's interested in maybe inspiring those to step up to help families like them. So that's how that all happened. And I do remember the photos from that event. I wasn't there personally, but I'm so excited that you attended and that you were given the opportunity and then stepped forward to get involved. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I do, now that you mentioned it, I do remember they did mention that they started right around the pandemic, the 360 Miracle, which I thought was such a, I have a marketing background. So for me, it was just like, wow, what a way to really spread the word organically, right? Because, you know, it takes, if I'm part of it, then I can have a party of my own and share it with my friends and so on. But I think the one thing that really differentiated, you know, 360 Miracle idea from all the other nonprofit organizations that have tried to raise money was the fact that you get to actually connect with the family that you're impacting, which really helps, I think, as a mother, especially when you know they're going through something so awful. It just helps to know that you're helping somebody who's also a mother and just, you know, needs more help than you. So very inspiring.
Well, and you know, one of the things that is so incredible about the families we serve, and I've heard this time and time again, and I'm a testament to it as well, because I'm so close to so many of our families, but there's this opportunity to meet a family, but I've always found that I take away more than I've given. I learn so much, and I am so inspired by their resilience, by their joy, by how they find value in their lives, even though they're battling through so much. And I've always found that, you know, whenever I get to spend time with one of our families, I walk away with such perspective and such a full heart. You know, it's a really meaningful way to engage with another person going through something.
Yes, I totally, I agree with that. Wow. Autumn, I want to ask you about fundraising in different ways as well, in addition to getting, you know, monthly sponsors, one-off donations. Are you guys connected with any larger corporations or government grants, anything like that as well?
Sure. So we're actually privately funded. So 100% of our funds come from private individuals, grant writing, and then large corporations and medium-sized businesses. And we engage in so many different ways. So we have a corporate partnership program where companies who do employee match, or they do employee days where employees can get together and come out and volunteer, or they sponsor events. We have a couple very large signature events that are super fun, including our annual gala, which is at the Waldorf Monarch Beaches Resort here in Orange County. We've got golf tournaments. We even have a trip to Cabo San Lucas for anybody that likes to go and do fishing, golfing, spa, kids play with dolphins, that kind of thing. All of those events have corporations, large and small, that get involved with us. And they can do that not just by sponsoring, but also by donating maybe a product that a company makes.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.